Welcome to your five for the day. You may never be the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Services or the Chief Executive Officer of a multinational company. You may never be left in charge of your employer's passwords or the safety deposit box keys. The secret recipe that makes the restaurant where you work so famous may never be shared with you. But you do have a responsibility that far outweighs any of these. You're in charge of your heart. You can't delegate this task. It's yours for life. You either do a good job of it or a bad one. No one else is responsible for the condition of your heart. Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus, was very conscious of this responsibility. When the shepherds located the infant Christ and spoke of the visit from the angel, what did Mary do? She treasured up all these things in her heart, pondering them in her heart. Mary was keeping in her heart every little tidbit, treasuring every insight, every new development related to Jesus. The thought is, she was keeping these things in her heart as a result of a deliberate guarding. She would then mull them over in her mind, pondering, comparing all the pieces of information and connecting the dots. When Jesus was 12, Mary and Joseph got the scare of their life. They lost him. After an intense search, they found him. He told them it was only right that he must be about his father's business. And when he went back to Nazareth and was submissive to them, did Mary dismiss the incident and the words of Jesus? No, it says his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Once again, she kept thoroughly all these events and sayings in her heart. God has given us the capacity to keep things and store things up in our hearts. We can keep things or we can let them go. If the matter is of great interest to us, we'll keep the information, but if it's not, we let it go. Some fill their hearts with politics and can talk for hours about politics. Others treasure up in their hearts the rugby or soccer scores of their favourite teams. Why? Because they love rugby or soccer. People ask, how can you possibly keep all that information inside? Well, I guess if you love it, you'll have no difficulty storing it. But others who are brain dead on sports and politics and remember nothing somehow have the capacity to remember every detail about the shortcomings of others or the faults of others. They would love for you to say, tell me more. They could talk for hours about this subject. The sordid, nitty-gritty details seem to be on the tip of their tongues. Why is that? Because they're keeping it in their heart. Others treasure in their heart images they've seen online or on television or in magazines. In secret, they can recall them. Some treasure aspirations to be rich. They follow stocks and shares and are forever learning more and more about successful investment strategies. Remember that the book of Proverbs says, keep your heart more than anything with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Throughout life, remember this. No one else is to blame for what I store in my heart. I'm in charge. Every day I am responsible for what I store in my heart. If I've been hurt or wronged, I can keep that information in my heart, grow bitter and resentful, or I can choose to let it go and fill my heart instead with Christ and His Word. Be sure to make daily deposits in the bank of your heart from the Word of God and from your meditations on Christ. Who's in charge of your heart? You are. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. It's all up to you.